all. This is Apostle Thompson. Grace, peace, and mercy be multiplied to you this very day. You're going to have a great day. In Romans chapter 5, verse 17, I want to meditate this verse from a principle that the Lord has revealed apostolically. Because in order to shift from law to grace, they're going to have an apostolic or apostle anointing to help us to turn the ship of our life around, that we can walk under this divine grace that God has set up for us and not try to do things through self-effort. So listen very carefully. The scripture says, for by one man offense, death reign by one. Now, in the beginning of that verse, when it said death reign by one, death is the highest form of the curse. Being separated from God is the highest form of the curse. Or physical death is the highest form of the curse. Meaning, when he said death reign, it means that ungodliness reign, sickness and disease reign, lack reign, mean that they be in authority in our life, keeping us from our inheritance and blessing that God want us to have. And we see that, we're going to see that grace and righteousness is an opening, is a divine opening that God has given us through the death, the finished work of Christ, the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. So we start seeing things that way and believing that way, we arise over all death, all sickness, all disease, all lack. Notice what it says, for by one man offense, death reign by one. Now the second part of the verse says, now these two words I want you to hear them, because they're repeated five times. And this morning I want us to meditate a principle that God has given me, the much more principle through Christ, the much more principle through the cross, the much more principle through grace, the much more principle through righteousness. So it says, much more, they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. So as we look at this, I want you to take your Bible, and number one, much more principle is found in verse 9 of the same opening, Romans 5. It says, much more then. You see, you're back up to the 8th verse, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Then the 9th verse says, the first two words is much more. This much more principle comes from the finished work of Christ. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Now we have the blood. The blood is included in the much more principle. The blood paid for it all. Then if you look at it a second time, in verse 10, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, here it is again, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by life. Then in our text 5:17, you know, we have the much more principle. And then you look farther in the verse 20 of that same opening, it said, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Grace, so we have the much more principle there, and it's talking about how grace abound above sin and the things of the enemy. So as you see, we're moving in our text. We got the much more also. Then in verse 17, verse 15, but not as the offense, so also the free gift. For through the offense of one many be dead, much more, verse 15, the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. So I say to you today, go forth, expect much more favor in your life. Speak to your life that today I begin the much more favored life. God bless you. Talk with you tomorrow.